It's 8:56. We're up to 81 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have mixed prices here today. Corn and wheat higher, beans lower. At the moment, July corn up 7 at 344.5. December up 5.75 at 364.75. We have August beans at 851.75, down 1.75. November's down 1.75 at 867.75. We have July wheat up 7.75 at 488, with September wheat up 9.5 at 489.75. The August hogs, 75.45 up 107. We have August cattle, August live cattle at 107.05 up 150. The RBOB, August gasoline, 213.38 up 290. August crude oil up 109 at 75.04. The U.S. dollar is at 94.39, down 39 cents. We have gold for August up 12.20 at 12.53.90. September silver is up 24 cents at 16.07. Grains, corn up, wheat up, soybeans down. This is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right. Thank you very much, Pete. Market's trying to rebound a little bit from yesterday's sharp losses. Let's take a look at some other notes here today. Weekly export inspections for corn totaled 1.538 million metric tons for the week ending June 28th. That's slightly lower than last week, but 36% more than this week last year. Elsewhere, the International Grains Council cut its global corn crop forecast to just over 1 billion tons. That's a 3 million metric ton decrease from last week. Elsewhere, the USDA crop progress report indicated that 17% of the corn crop was silking as of Sunday, 9% faster than the normal pace. Corn conditions were shown at 76% good to excellent. That's down 1% from last week. Elsewhere on the soybean side, soy processors crushed 172.45 million bushels of soybeans during May. That was slightly below estimates. That was just 0.48% larger than April and 9% above last year. Total stocks of soybean oil were shown at 1.856 billion pounds. That's down 11.3% from April. Meanwhile, export inspections for soybeans showed a strong 849,000 and change million metric tons of exports for the week that ended June 28th. That was three times as large as the same week in 2017. And as for conditions on the soybean crop, 27% blooming on July 1st. That's well above the normal pace of 13% and above last year's 17%. Condition ratings, by the way, fell 2% on the soybean side, with 71% good to excellent. Let's take a quick check of some current conditions across our listening area here this morning. A warm morning across central Illinois. We're at 81 degrees here in Urbana, relative humidity at 82%. 74 degrees at last check in Bloomington Normal, 76 in Decatur. Charleston Mattoon up to 81 degrees. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies, slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon with the high of 88 degrees, an east wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low of 73. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow. Slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 90. Chance of thunderstorms again Thursday with partly cloudy skies and a high of 90 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.